They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The big question, how could discontent in the airport security line ripple through the economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Let's be clear about how important today is in the scheme of air travel and the economy. Today is about as busy as it gets at airports across the country. Besides buying airline tickets and hanging with family, those travelers will be staying at hotels, renting cars, and emptying pocketbooks into cash registers all over the country. So when we hear about even more unhappiness than usual in the airport security line and the possibility of disruptions to protest full body scans and intense pat-downs, we suspect the economy could take a hit. The head of the Transportation Security Agency, John Pistol, told CBS's Early Show the TSA is ready for the worst.
It really comes down to being prepared, knowing what to expect, and then just working in partnership with the men and women of TSA who just want to get you to your destination safely, securely.
Let's turn to George Hobica. He's founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. He's with us live this morning from New York. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Steve.
You flew yesterday, right? Did you see much disruption?
No, actually, and some passengers were being directed through the scanners, and others were going through the traditional metal checkers. I was with somebody who wanted to be scanned, and she wasn't. She was quite disappointed.
Is this a big deal?
I think it is. For many passengers, they just are not going to fly. But most people are, you know, if they have to fly, they're going to fly. A lot of travel is discretionary, let's face it.
There are a good number of people, George, as you know, who are not taking the scanning business very well, or the pat-downs for that matter. And some airlines, such as Delta, are even thinking about refunding money if passengers cancel because of that. How does this affect the airline's bottom lines?
Well, I think some people are not going to fly. We're worried at Airfare Watchdog because people are unsubscribing from our email system simply because they say we're not flying anymore. And I understand that. Some people don't want to be touched at all, you know, especially in their near their private parts.
But everybody can't do that, right? There are some people who have to fly, who have family across the country. They can't just drive someplace, right?
Well, they could just say, I'm not going to see you for a while until the TSA changes their rules. Or they'll say, you come see me. Or they'll take Amtrak. I took Amtrak from New Orleans to L.A. not too long ago, and it was very comfortable.
And what can the airlines do anything about this?
They really can't. They can lobby with the TSA. But, you know, the problem is that there's a terrorist out there who's plotting to put some explosives in a body cavity. And these machines, these scanners, do help detect that kind of explosive. The pat downs don't, obviously. I mean, there's probably no ideal solution to this problem.
It's all in the name of safety. George Hobica, the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. George, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Software maker SAP will have to pay Oracle $1.3 billion for stealing corporate secrets. A jury found that an SAP subsidiary had illegally downloaded millions of Oracle's files off the internet. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports on the impact it could have on the tech industry.
SAP pled guilty to hacking into Oracle's websites to download thousands of copyrighted files. SAP offered to pay $160 million to settle the case, but Oracle said the theft of its intellectual property had caused over $1.5 billion in damages. The two companies are direct competitors for business operations software. Not the kind of software you find at Best Buy. Companies use it to run their financial operations. Ovum researcher Angela Eager says Oracle tried to use the trial to humiliate SAP.
It's a financially very lucrative market. These are the two leading players in that market. So what I think Oracle is doing is looking to build its reputation at the expense of SAP.
Eager says the damage assessment gives Oracle a leg up in developing future software programs. SAP is worth over $50 billion and can afford the payment, but the company says it will pursue all routes of appeal, and that includes asking the judge for a lesser punishment. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
There's a little sparkle in the stock markets today. European shares are higher at the moment, about 1% on average. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 142 points to close at 11,036. The Commerce Department today said consumer spending rose in October, but inflation is flat. And 34,000 fewer people filed for jobless benefits last week. That puts the weekly jobless claims figure at its lowest level in 2 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Time Warner Cable is experimenting with new services packages, one for the high-end viewer and another for the viewer of more modest means. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins takes a look at why.
For nearly $200 a month, Time Warner will offer almost 200 channels, a super-fast data plan, and get this, you'll be able to schedule a time for the cable guy to show up. Robert Thompson is a television professor at Syracuse University.
Getting access to cable people and getting them to show up and everything has been one of the stereotype problems of cable companies. Of course, there was a movie called The Cable Guy, and let's just say it wasn't a flattering portrayal.
Hi.
Here's Jim Carrey in that role.
Is there a problem with your service?
Yeah, my cable is out.
Funny how you call when you need something.
Yeah, funny how a customer would actually think that they could do that. Thompson says those deluxe plans could be the next must-have status symbol. But for those with a tight budget, Time Warner also is rolling out a plan for around $40 a month with limited channels and no customer service extras.
This is sort of marketing 101.
Craig Moffitt tracks the cable industry for Sanford Bernstein.
In most industries, it's routine that you would have a good, better, best type of packaging. This is an industry where they're just getting to that kind of segmentation now.
And with Time Warner losing around 2% of its subscribers a year, every little bit helps. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Finally, a Russian bank hopes Hollywood film star Bruce Willis can help bring in the customers. The star of Die Hard movies will be moonlighting as a spokesman for Trust Bank. Signs for the bank are all over Moscow with the slogan, "Trust is just like me, but a bank." In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
On our series Economy 4.0, we've been looking at alternative ways of measuring success. Here's another one.
There's two lawyers in the next house. I think they're both lawyers. Lawyer across the street. You can swing a dead cat and find a lawyer in this neighborhood.
I'm Tess Vigeland, but you know what? Not all neighborhoods are created equal. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.